Blog Talk Radio.
K C C S. We gon' praise God on this one. And yes, we're Karu Records. The mob, where you at? Verse one. Here we go. Hey.
Every day I'm watching on the TV.
Hello, hello, hello. Is anyone there? Lovely.
Yes,
hello. Lovely, I'm here. I'm here.
Well, praise
can you
praise
can you hear me?
I guess nobody heard what I was saying, huh?
No. No, we didn't hear. I didn't hear.
We had a little bit of technical difficulties there. But I said, welcome to Let's Talk Real Talk with me and my lovey. I was saying, you know, I was just on a conference call and I had to jump off so I can get on this talk. And I said that this is all lovey's doing tonight, where she's saying know your surroundings and who's on your team. And I'm going to piggyback off of her like never before. Tonight, glory be to God.
Amen. Amen. I'm still trying to get situated. I'm gonna mute myself out and let you or either Nisi go ahead and lead us into prayer, and then I'm gonna mute myself back in.
All right. Okay. She's gonna hit it up. She's
the
prayer one right here.
All right, now, Nisi. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. You are good and you are worthy of the praise, Lord God. There is none like you, Lord God. And we invite you, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God, on Blog Talk Radio, Lord God. Touch the women of the hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give them the words, Lord God, that you want them to say from on high. Holy Spirit,
hallelujah.
We invite you in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, we know if we do it in our own flesh, it will not be powerful and effective. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
We desire, Lord God, these words, Lord God, to penetrate. We desire these words to fall in good soil in the name of Jesus. We desire these words, Lord God, which is your word, Lord God, to bring change, Lord God, and go across, Lord God, the atmosphere and go in the airways in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for having your way. We thank you that we are blessed and highly favored. We thank you that this, Lord God, that anyone will not be able to block, stop, or hinder this show in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus against his works, tactics, schemes, and maneuvers. And we thank you, Lord, that your will be done, Lord God, on tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Glory
be to
God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How are you, lovey?
I'm good. I was excited about doing the show because I want to hear what God has to say through you and the little added things that he gave me today. And it's very important that we pay close attention to our surroundings and to see who is on our team, because I'm telling you, this world can have some serious conflict.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm so excited because you know what? This particular passage, and it's coming from Judges 7. This particular passage, God had revealed it to me a couple of times before. But you know, sometimes when God gives us something, you know, he don't automatically tell us to release it right then and there. You know, and we can get so excited, and that's what we mess up at, because we get excited and we release premature things, and then we wonder why things kind of go to the left. You know, it's because we got all hoopy excited about it, and we released the word before God told us to release it, and sometimes that can cause a premature death, you know, to the things that we're trying to birth out. And so he had been giving me this word concerning our surroundings and watching out, you know, finding out, checking out who's really on our side, who's really in our boat with us. You know, we hear that saying so many times, you know, make sure the people that's in your boat is not poking holes. We say that. And that is so
right.
Definitely true, because, you know, it can bring death to us physically. And not only that, it can bring death to us spiritually on the things that God is wanting to birth out of us. And so I'm going to start with Judges 7. I'm just going to jump down to verse 2. And I'm coming from the Message Bible, and it says, God said to Gideon, you have too large an army with you. I can't turn Midian over to them like this. They'll take all the credit, saying, I did it all myself, and forget about me. Make a public announcement. Anyone afraid, anyone who has any qualms at all, may leave Mount Gilead now and go home. 22 companies headed for home. 10 companies were left. God said to Gideon, there are still too many. Take them down to the stream, and I'll make a final cut. When I say this one goes with you, he'll go. When I say this one doesn't go, he won't go. That's a powerful word right there in itself. So Gideon took the troops down to the stream. Now, this is the one, this verse right here, verse 5 and 6, this is what really, what God really has me at. He says, God said to Gideon, everyone who laps his tongue, who laps with his tongue, the way a dog laps, set on one side. And any and everyone who kneels to drink, drinking with his face to the water, set to the other side. It says 300 lapped with their tongues from their cupped hands, all the rest knelt down. And I'm just going to put a pause right there. I'm going to put a pin right there. What the Lord was showing me is that, you know, we so many times he, you know, when he gives us these assignments, we want to take everybody with us. Just like the 2016 is coming in, a new year is coming in, and God is doing some awesome things in the lives of his people. But we want to take everybody with us, and everybody can't go. And, you know, we're so selfish, we're not even thinking about the fact that a lot of the people that we're trying to take with us where God is taking us, they're not ready to go. And what happens is when we try to drag them over to where we want them to go because we want them to go, that hurts them, not only us, not only our ministry, only our business, not only our family, not only, and you know what, and it can hurt us mentally because it weighs heavy on us. We're so busy thinking about, oh, I want you to go, I want you to be a part of this, I want you to do that, I want you to do this, but they're not ready spiritually. They need to find their place in God on their own, not saying we're going to leave them hanging, but when God said, just like he said in the scripture, you know, those who he wants to go, he'll tell you those to go. But then when he said leave those people there, you know, we have to be obedient and leave them there, because if God is sending people to watch over us like armor bearers, or if he sent it, when he sends people with us to be prayer warriors, for instance, if they're supposed to be gatekeepers, but your gatekeepers are your warriors and they're always sleeping, how are they going to be praying your protection when they're always sleeping? Every time God calls them to wake up to pray on your behalf in the middle of the night, they sleepy. They can't get they too tired to get up and pray on your behalf. Anytime that God calls on them to pray on your behalf, you know, just, you know, at any given time, they too busy. They can't stop doing what they're doing because they're too busy. You know what I'm saying? So that tells us that they're not ready. They are not ready. I mean, it's like going into an army. This is what God was showing me. It's like going into an army. You know, we're the generals. We're going into an army. We got a camp of soldiers with us, but we can't count on the soldiers to have our back. We might as well be going in there by ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? If you can't stand at the gate and pray for the people that you are, that God has assigned us to, or assigned you to, you know, how can we trust that? How can we trust the fact that, okay, I know you're going to pray for me when God tells you to pray for me. I know you got my back. I know when you know I'm down and I'm out and I'm feeling some type of way. I know you got my back, but you on my team. You know what I mean? I want to be confident in knowing that if you on my team and we're in this thing together, that I want to know that if I'm not feeling all 100% that day, that I know without a shadow of a doubt you got my back. No matter what, if we're somewhere and you see somebody at the conference, or, you know, and we're all supposed to be there together, and you got and you feel something in the spirit and you notice that you've discerned it and you've seen it and you brush it off and you don't call that thing out or you don't start praying in the spirit, you know, you basically hung me out to dry. And then I'm up here, you know, or you're up here preaching the word of God, and you're supposed to be, you know, my warrior. You're supposed to be on my team, but you're not discerning. You're not discerning what's well. You're too busy trying to get the word for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So we basically leave our assignments, and that's what God was showing me in this scripture when he said, back in 5 and 6, he said, everyone who laps with his tongue, the way the dogs lap, set on one side. God kept them. You know why? Because they were soldiers, but still they were quenching their thirst, but they didn't take their eyes off the assignment. The other ones, what did it say? It said they knelt down. They put their face down to the water. If your face is down to the water, you lay there. They laying down. They kneeling down, relaxing. They're not thinking about you. They're not thinking about me. All they're thinking about is the fact that they thirsty. Yeah, they thirsty. They're not thinking about you. So all this time, while we're thinking about ourselves, we forgot all about the assignment. We forgot all about the people that God has told us to guard over, to watch over. And so while I'm down there feeding my thirst, the person I'm supposed to be protecting, the person I'm supposed to be watching in the spirit, you know, they being attacked. They being knocked down. They're being beat up. Why? Because I'm too thirsty to look after my people. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what God wants us. He wants us to step out of that mentality. He wants us to just start thinking about the things that, you know, the people that he is allowing to be in our company. And, you know, when he gives us an assignment, to be, you know, in unity with one another. That means we need to be together. We need to be on one accord. We need to know who's with us. You can tell me, you know, a person can tell us all day long, I got you. I got you. I got your back. I got your back. You can do, you can tell me all of that. But when it all boils down to it, at the end of the day, when everything really hit the fan, I want to know, are you really there for me? Can I really trust you? You know what I'm saying? When I'm up here praying and preaching and doing the things that God has called me to do, can I really trust the fact that you are really seeing things in the spirit, you know, and not just trying to take everything up in the natural for yourself? Are you on your assignment? Can I trust you to stay on your gatepost? Can I trust you to be that intercessor that you're supposed to be? And nowadays, the time that we are living in, we need to know who's on our team. And we can't be afraid to say, you know what, you know, this is what I'm moving on to next, but I can't take you there. You know, I'm not saying you're never going to get there with me, but I can't take you there right now. You can't go right now. You know, God is moving me to this direction, but, you know, I can't take you there because you're not ready. And we get so, we get afraid and we start walking in fear just to tell folks that they're not ready. Why would we be afraid to tell folks that they're not ready instead of letting them go and they end up getting killed in the spirit and in the natural? Because that's what we do. When we allow them to go ahead and go with us anyway, and knowing that they're not ready, we've basically set them up for a premature death. We've basically hung them out to dry. And so what God wants, he wants us to start discerning who's in our camp, not just for our being, but for their well-being as well, because we want to see people grow. We want to see people mature in the word. We want to see people heal and deliver. But if someone is in our camp, Levy, and we're calling on them to preach and we're calling on them to minister, but we ourselves notice that when they're preaching from a place of hurt. So instead of them preaching the word of God to the people to bring healing and deliverance, they're preaching from their own place of hurt, or they're preaching from their own place of unforgiveness. No, we need to address that so that they can sit down and allow God to heal them and deliver them. So when they do stand up to preach the word of God, that it actually comes from a place of healing and not from a place of being hurt, you know, and still being going through that thing of abuse, because so many people are really doing that now. You can listen. If we listen, if we discern, we can hear it. If we listen with our spiritual ears, we know when people are preaching or ministering from a place of hurt that they're still in, or from a place of deliverance from the hurt that they've been delivered from. Does that make sense?
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just, you know, and God just content, and we need to really be discerned. We need to really have a spirit of discernment in this hour. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to be true warriors, if we're going to be true soldiers standing in the gap for our people, we need to make sure that our eyes are open. We need to make sure that we are watching things. We're discerning. You know, we can't, if something, so even the smallest thing matter in these days. I was listening to the news about how this young boy, teenager, rammed this truck into this house and killed someone, and then he turned around and killed three other people and killed somebody else, and he revoked his probation by not checking in, and now he's on the run. And guess who he's on the run with? He's on the run with his parents. My God. Yes, it's all over the news, and I've been watching. I'm like, are you serious? Yes. I mean, and it was, they showed him on Facebook how he was at a party, and one of the things that he was not supposed to do, and that was drink while he's on probation. And he was on, they got him on camera on Facebook drinking at, they were having a bomb party or something. And all of this was all over the news, all over the Facebook level. Yes, but he's a teenager. They gave him probation, 10 years probation for killing a total of four people. Yes. Now, what he did is he revoked. Yes, 10 years probation. 10. That's it. 10 years now. Only probation. Now, what they did and what happened is he was supposed to check in with his probation officer, and he was not supposed to drink at all while he was on probation. That's when they showed the video of him drinking. They got it on Facebook. That's what I'm telling people. Look, you know, a lot of people getting caught on Facebook because they're being stupid. You know what I'm saying? You know, just being out there. I mean, you know what I'm saying, really, truly. And so, but anyway, they got him on Facebook drinking at a bum party, sliding his other friend across. His other friend was diving across the table, and they were drunk and just, you know, whatever. But he basically ran. He didn't check in, and his parents, he's this rich kid, and he basically ran out of the country. And wherever he ran, his parents took him out of the country to, they extradited him to a country where really he can't be touched. You understand what I'm saying? In that country, because he's from the States. Yeah, and so what they're saying is now if they do catch him, when they do, because I'm pretty sure they're going to eventually catch him. But if when they do catch him, they were saying if they do catch him, but I'm saying when they do catch him. But anyway, that the probation is out the door, that he's going to literally go to prison. And my thing is this. He should have been gone somewhere from then. Probation for killing four people, already he's underage. You understand what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense. That does not make any sense. That's what I'm saying. We really have to be watchful of our surroundings. Now, this kid, he's still being listed as a kid, okay? But his parents, they have money. They have money. That tells us nowadays money will buy you anything. People have to be careful, especially us as believers, so we don't get suckered into this thing with money, because even though times are hard, even the believers are going to start doing some crazy stuff just because we need some money. No, that is not the answer. That is not the answer at all. You better wait on God. That's all I'm saying. You better wait on God and don't be dibbling and dabbling in no foolishness and no crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Talk just because we need a little bit money, because that's a setup, that's a plot from the pitch of hell. But anyway, back to this kid. His parents is the one who has him, who took him out of the country, Lovey. And so now even his parents, they obeyed, Edna obeyed a fugitive or something like that. But, you know, it just brings me to this point of saying we really have to watch our surroundings, because these people could be right in our presence and we don't even know it. You understand what I'm saying? Because he's a young person. We have so many young people who are growing up. That's why when my kids, even though they're grown, if I feel something in my spirit, because I know how the spirit of discernment is with me, if something is in my spirit, my concern is not about your feelings. My concern is about your life. You understand what I'm saying? And so when the Lord allows us to see things in this hour, he wants us to be watchful of those things. He wants us to be mindful of those things so that we can say, hey, that person ain't on your team. You know, he may act like he on your team. He may act like he, you know, on the same path with you, but he's really going against you. If we're afraid to tell our young people that these days, we might as well just throw them out on the battlefield without even arming them up. And so we really have to be on point. We really have to make sure that we're hearing the voice of God and not allow our people to be just, you know, thrown out, hanging them out to dry like that. I mean, it's not really surprising. Because look what Judas did. For 30 pieces of silver, he gave up Jesus. And so why are we so surprised now? We shouldn't be surprised, but we should be ready. We should be on point. We should be on our gate, on our post at the gate, standing guard, watching out for those that God has given us assignments to, you know, to guard over. Just like you pray for me, and I'm praying for you. We don't have to be in the same place, but that still doesn't stop us from praying for each other. And then when I say, Lovey, I want you to pray for me, or can you pray for me, I just go to sleep. You know why? Because I don't have to sit up and say, oh, I wonder, did she pray for me? You know what I'm saying? And now, unfortunately, I know that's what I'm saying, you know. But nowadays, you know, we can't do that with everybody. I don't care if we know them 50 years. We have to listen. The Bible says you know them by their fruit. That's just the word of God. And so if your fruit is not reflecting the, you know, Jesus Christ, and you know you're one way, one day you're this way and the next day you're that way, I don't know what's going on with you. You may be on my team, but even if you're on my team, you may be shooting some dots at me at the same time. And so therefore I need to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that I'm seeing what God is seeing, is showing me in the spirit. And not only that, because you're my sister, you understand what I'm saying, I need to make sure that you're covered as well. You know what I mean? Everybody that's on your team, you know, or everybody that you know, I may not know, but that don't have anything to do with me watching out for you in the spirit. And that's how we should be with each other. Does that make sense, Lovey?
Yes, it does.
Amen.
And because knowing your surroundings, and Pastor Keisha's going to jump in a little while also,
But knowing your surroundings and knowing the people that surround you is very essential and important.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord gave me Achan. Do you remember when Joshua got defeated?
Mm-hmm.
And I was here thinking, he didn't know that Achan had touched the forbidden thing and hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? And
right,
he went
right.
out to fight against Al and in Jericho, and they failed miserably.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. They were defeated. That's what
yeah.
God showed me.
Mm-hmm.
Then Joshua returned and said, oh, God, he tore his clothes and fell on his face
mm-hmm.
and went to the ground before the ark of the Lord and stayed remained there all evening, and the elders of Israel did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he was crying out. He was like, Sovereign Lord, and he was asking the Lord, why would you bring your people across the Jordan to deliver them in the hands of the Ammonites
mm-hmm.
To destroy us? If only we have been contented to stay on the other side of Jordan.
On the other side, right.
He said, pardon your servant, Lord. What can I say? No, Israel has been rooted by his enemy, ruined by the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
The Canaanites and the other people of the country will hear about this, and they will surround us and wipe us out. From the earth.
From the earth.
What then
mm-hmm.
What will we do for your own great name? Now, that's funny. He says, now what
wow.
will we do for your great name? The Lord said to Joshua, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned.
Right.
They have violated my covenant, which I command them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen. They have lied. They have put them in their own possession. Here's this, girlfriend, my sweetness, my prophetess friend. This is too funny. Now, God didn't say, yo, listen, Joshua, get up. Achan sinned. He said, Israel
right.
has sinned.
Right.
So when you got a person in your camp that's doing things contrary to the word of God and the things of God,
mm-hmm.
it affects the whole camp.
The whole camp. The whole camp. That's right. That's right.
That's
the whole camp.
You got to taste the spirit, buy the spirit. You can't trust everyone, lovey. Let me tell
right.
you, prophet, my dear friend, you can't trust everyone.
Right.
That's
right.
Why God said to test the spirit.
By the
Spirit.
Right.
Amen. That means allow the Holy Spirit to just minister to you who this person is. Because everybody
yes.
is not for you.
Right.
And I
right.
have experienced that over and over and over and over and over in my life. Where people will come and say to me, they will say to me, apostle, pastor, whatever they call me, God has sent me here to be a help and a service to you. And they come to spy, or if they're offended,
mm-hmm.
they will scandalize my name, put me
mm-hmm,
up there
mm-hmm.
and give them a word. Let me tell you, every person is not for you.
Right.
We have
That's
to be
right.
aware of the people that we allow in our space and in our
That's
circle.
Right.
And the key thing that you said tonight, prophetess, lovely, is that you said that we want people to come with us where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're messing them up and we're messing
right.
us up.
Right.
Because if Joshua was a big-time man of God back there, he was
mm-hmm.
bringing Israel to the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
And he
mm-hmm.
had one person mm-hmm. that touched the forbidden thing and buried it. And God counted and all of them had sinned.
All of them, yep, all of them. Not one, all, right.
All. He said,
right.
Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Israel has sinned. He didn't say Achan's has sinned. So therefore, we got to be really careful who we allow to be our friends, who we give our divulge our secrets to, and who we share things with, because Satan has his agents as well as God has his.
Amen. That's true.
Satan has his prophets. Satan has his ministers and his teachers. And they disguise themselves well.
Yeah.
You hear me? They disguise it. And listen, and you only can know it sometimes when they left you with your mouth open. Because you are shocked that they have just done this to you.
That's true,
you
Larry.
Have you been friends? That's right. You're going to dinner with them. You invite them over to your house. Come on. You share your money with them. You make sure that they're okay, and then they left you hanging, your mouth open, like, did this really just happen?
Did this just happen?
Did I just experience this betrayal? I can't believe it. And that's dangerous to be in that place where that person cover up so well that you didn't even recognize who they were. And it can happen. And it can happen to the best of us. That's why our trust should be in God.
In God.
And
that's
why we have to ask the Lord to sharpen our discernment. That's why we have to ask the Lord to help us to be wise in making wise choices and wise decisions, acknowledging God in all our ways. That's where where it has to come in, where the Holy Ghost leads us and directs us.
And that's why we have
to allow Him to put friends in our lives that's going to be there for us through thick and thin. And we got to know their spirit, man. We got to know that they have the same spirit we have, and that's the Holy Spirit.
And that's the
Holy
Spirit.
This is an awesome topic because people promise me so much, lovely. They promise me the kitchen sink and never come through for me.
Never come through,
And it hurts.
It does hurt, lovely, and it does. It really does. And, you know, this is You know, this is how awesome God is. This is how awesome God, my God, this is how awesome He is. Even though, and you and I both know, we know because we talk about everything. So we know the hurt that we experience. Isn't it amazing, my God, how we experience the hurt from the people that are closest to us, yet God gives us the grace to still get up and minister His word, not from a place of hurt, but a place of purity. That's grace.
That's right. That's God.
That's grace. That's grace. That's the grace of God. That is God all the way across the board. Because we then have moved ourselves, my God, out of the way and allowed the grace of God to just use us, even though we are going through that hurtful time, that hurtful situation, because we know that we have a heart for God, and therefore we have a love for His people. And even when we have been hurt, like something just banged us down, just knocked us down, and God said, rise up. What do? Out of obedience, because we love Him. He gives us the grace to just rise up and keep on preaching His word, keep on ministering His word. And people look at us, they look at us like, oh, they got it together. Baby, you don't know. It is God. It is all God. It has nothing to do with us.
Amen.
It is all God, my God. And when you were talking about we don't know who people are, that is so, so very true. Because you know what? The scripture that I'm looking at from Matthew 7 and 15, it says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but in will are ravenous wolves. It is this, I'm telling you, yes, people, you know, we got to be careful of those things. And like you said, like we were talking about, if we don't have a spirit of discernment, we're going to ask God for that spirit of discernment, because we need it in this hour. We need it in this hour. We can't let everybody in your house, you know, It ain't but a handful of people that can come knocking to my door without an invitation, because mama just don't roll like that no more. It's not that I'm scared or walking in fear. It's just that I just don't allow everything and everybody in my house anymore, because I don't know what kind of spirits they got attached to them. And when they come, that means they come in and they bring in whatever spirits they have attached to them. And so, you know, yes, our spirit of discernment really has to be on high maintenance in this hour. But God is just such, my God, he is just such an awesome God. How, you know, if we ask, the Bible tells us if we ask it, all we have to do is ask him, especially for wisdom. And wisdom says we need to ask for a spirit of discernment. That's wisdom, when we start asking for a spirit of discernment. Or even if we have a spirit of discernment already, we need to ask God to give it to us in a greater portion so that we can be aware, more aware of what's going on around us, more aware who we walking with, because like you said, everybody that's walking with us is not really walking with us. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. They're waiting for the opportune moment to destroy, to lie on. Some of them just come into your life to receive information about your personal life.
Yeah.
I know
that
for a fact.
Right.
And they can disguise as loving, sweet people, but actually they are agents of Satan. And
mm-hmm.
this is so sad. It's so sad that a person will allow themselves to be used in such a way as to try to destroy God's work and God's people. But you know what,
mm-hmm.
mommy? It won't last. When I say it won't last, because God will expose them.
Yes.
That's what I want. God will expose them. It's only so much you can do to God's children.
Mm-hmm.
Because just think about it, lovey. You love your children so much, and I know it. And I know that you
mm-hmm.
will protect them from hurt, harm, anything that you could. And if we court evil, because there's nothing good in us but God, and that's what the word
mm-hmm.
said. I'm not calling evil
right.
because, but the word says, if you who are evil can do this, what more God won't do for those that he loves?
Right.
God will handle it, but he will allow us to go through the pain and the hurt so that we can see and to learn to test the spirit by
the
spirit. And not only that,
we
sometimes have to go through, to come through, to learn that trust only
mm-hmm.
in God.
Yeah. Yeah, depending only on him.
Yes, because when I was depend only on him. We can't write people into our. I know people used to write me into when I had money going on, lovely, and Prophetess Ross, she's on the line, and she could tell you that people used to write me in their monthly getting money from.
Mm-hmm.
They would know, well, I'm going to get $50 from Apostle. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to get $50 from Pastor. And they were writing
wow.
in today's budget.
Wow.
Do you hear me? And just use me and abuse me. But they
yeah.
didn't know I was doing it to the honor and glory of God.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
we don't realize, yes, people are going to come into our lives, but God permitted it. But we still have to be aware of it. Because Jesus
right.
is aware of Judas. Because he said,
right.
what are you?
Yeah, right.
He would betray me. It wasn't like Jesus was ignorant to his betrayer.
Right.
Because the spirit of discernment was active in Jesus.
Right. That's it.
So
yeah.
we had to also allow the spirit of discernment to be active in us.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can discern.
Right.
Go ahead. I don't know if you want to say something, but...
Yeah, I know Niecy has something to say. I wanted to just share this real quick.
No,
hear you talking.
Niecy actually has to go upstairs to check on the kids. Oh,
okay.
You know, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Oh, my babies. Okay. but you know what? I was just saying, this is what I wanted to share with you what happened today. And just listening to you while we were talking, and I heard the Lord say boldness, because you know, even with a spirit of discernment, you know, isn't it amazing how God we ask God for a spirit of discernment, but then when he gives us the discernment, we turn to punks. love it. We turn to punks. We do. We get all chicken and scared. Oh, Lord, I don't know if you, Lord, did you say that? Am I supposed to call that out? And God has told you three times. I mean, come on now. God said, listen, call that thing out. You know what I mean? Or address that situation, blah, blah, blah. You know, he gives us the instructions. He gives us the strategies how to do it. And all of a sudden, we become chicken if we don't want to do it. You know what I mean? Because we're so scared as to what people are saying, right. What they're going to, you know, what they're thinking. Why ask for a spirit of discernment? And then when God gives it to us, we don't use it. And then when we do use it, and he brings something to our attention because we have discerned that, and he's bringing it to us, bringing it to our attention for us to address it, we want to hide. Well, this is what happened today. Joshua knows your nephew Joshua.
Yes.
Okay, so he knows what his name means, and I tell him all the time, you are a mighty man of God, you are a prophet of God, you know. And we know,
yes,
that he's not perfect, but I'm raising him, you know, we're raising him the way God tells us to raise him. And so he know who he is. And so today, the Jehovah's Witness came to our door today, and my son comes to get me. And so I'm like, okay, Ty. So I'm on my way to the door, and Joshua comes to the door with me. And he walking, you know, I mean, like he's ready, you know. He's walking with me to the door, and we get to the door, Lovey, and he stands up straight, you know what I mean? Like he was ready to talk, you know. And so the lady, you know, we're talking, and the lady, she gives me a scripture, and I give her one back, and you know, and it's not like we're going back and forth, but, you know, I'm just letting her be aware that, hey, this is the word that I follow, the word of God, you know what I'm saying? And we're not going to debate this. And so she asked Joshua, what's his name? And he said, my name is Joshua, and I am 5 years old. And I thought, what caught me was that, because the lady looked back like, whoa, you know what I mean? What I started thinking about is, even as a child, you know, even as adults, we need to know the authority that God has given us. We need to know who we are in Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm saying? And so when we teach our children, you know what I mean, and our grandchildren, you know what I mean, this is who you are in God, you know what I mean? Don't be afraid to walk in the things that God has called you to walk in. But I started thinking about, if we could only be bold, we ask for the discernment. And that's what came to my attention, because my memory is how he addressed, you know, these ladies today. You know, he addressed it with authority. My name is Joshua. You know, he know that he is named from the Bible. You know what I'm saying? So he's walking in that authority, you know. So I'm like, you know, with that said, when God gives us the spirit of discernment, and then he shows us something, we can't be chicken, because we've asked for the discernment. We asked for that spirit. We asked for him to elevate us in that spirit. Then we can't run and hide when God says, okay, I need you to address this issue, you know what I mean? And so there's no way, if we're aware of things in our surroundings, if we are aware of what's going on, and we ask God, okay, how do I need to address this issue? How do I need to get this taken care of? You know, how do I need to lay this out? I know you have a strategic plan, because God is a strategic God. And once he give it to us, we can't run and hide. You know, even if it's people that's closest to us, we still have to go and address issues. It doesn't matter what it is. You know what I mean? We still have to address issues. Of course we do it in love, but we still have to address it. You know, we still have to have those conversations and communications. And you know, everybody is not going to like the communication all the time, you know, because everybody are not communicators. Some people would just rather run and hide and say, I don't want to deal with this. But we as people of God, because we have an assignment. You know, if there is something that needs to be dealt with within our camp, if we need to, you know, take care of some issues within our camp that God allows us to see, we need to see that in this hour. So many things are happening with leaders. You know, I mean, the people are coming against the leaders, and we need to be praying for the leaders instead of bad mouthing them. You know, I don't know if Lisi tells you or not, when we get on the line, we pray for you guys, we pray for the leaders. I mean, because
thank
we
you.
Know, you know, this is what God tells us. pray for our leaders. You know, you guys are our leaders. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, you know, it's not just praying about a house, a car, and Lord, fill up a bank account. And I'll tell you, if somebody else send me another thing that said you're going to have $1 million in your bank account if you jump up and down and turn around three times, I'm telling you, I'm just going to scream, and then I'm going to put them on blast, because God does not work like that. And so, you know, God answers the prayer. Yes. I'm telling you, Lovey.
That's so annoying. And they
yes, it is annoying.
Annoying.
They really do.
And I do not like that at all.
Right.
This lady sent me and said I was going to have $5,900 in my account if I send this to 10 people. I ignored her. I wanted to rebuke her, but I ignored her. I wish I should have rebuked her, because you can't send a text or email or inbox to 10 people and receive no money, because you don't know the state that that person is in. That person can be a hellion, and you just don't tell them, oh, you're going to receive money if you sent this email. That's a lie, and that's a trick and a scheme and a tactic of the enemy, because then when a person don't receive it, then they're going to doubt God and doubt, oh, see, that ain't real. And we are crazy. Sometimes we are crazy as Christians. Really crazy.
Yeah, really. Especially when it comes to this money thing. I'm telling you, they're really going crazy with this money thing. Yeah, you know, this type in, you know, type amen if you, you know, and you will get, you know, this amount of money. God does not work like that. Somebody, you know, I'm like, uh-uh. And so at one time, you know, I used to just pass it on by, and then now I'm to the point, I said, God don't work like that. You know what I mean? Because, if we continue to just let it go by and not say anything, then it's just going to continue to go on and on and on and on. And then where does it stop? It stops with us, because we are the mouthpiece of God. We're the ones who are on the gate, who are at the gate. We're the ones who are the intercessors. We're the ones who are the leaders, the mouthpieces, the ambassadors. And so we now, in this hour, we're the ones who God is going to hold accountable when it comes to him and say, okay, what did you do when all of this stuff was going around? Did you just ignore it? Or did you say, hey, this is my God don't work like that, blah, 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 you know, whatever God tells us to say, you know. But instead of just constantly passing it around and passing it around, that is not of God at all. God does not operate like that. So we need to just be, we need to be careful of our surroundings. We need to watch our surroundings and watch what's trying to be planted in our spirits, you know, if it's not of God, and we know whether it's from God or not, because all we have to, like you said, we test the spirits. The Holy Ghost will show us. He always reveals it to us all the time. We just have to watch who is in our boat, who's sailing down the ship with us, or who's just waiting for the wave to come so you can toss me on over to the other side. That's what I want to know, so I can go ahead and get you off my boat. So, you know, Lovey, because we ain't going to be able to operate like that. Yeah. So, but that's all I have, Lovey. It wasn't deep or anything like that, but it was real the way God gave it to me, you know. So, yeah, but that's all I have for tonight, Lovey.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Your niece is back, but I don't know if she has anything to say. She want to jump in there for 1 second. Well, test the spirit by the spirit. And Keisha was talking about the people that come around us and say, send this to 10 people, and you're going to have, you're going to get a surprise. You're going to get a surprise of this amount of money in your
I know Nisha got something to say about that. I know she do.
Because she's funny, isn't she? She's hilarious. What you got to say, girl?
That's funny. It is funny, but my experience is nothing. But I can't take it to it. There's a lot of foolishness out there, but we just got to be led by the Spirit and not our flesh.
I know.
Right.
That's so true. We got to stay in the Spirit. I don't mean that you walk around holier than thou, but we always have to just be aware that the Holy Spirit is there, and he is to lead us, and he is to guide us, and he is to tell us what is real and what is false, because he is the Spirit of truth, and he's always going to be revealing the truth to us, and it's up to us to embrace it and still rejecting it, because we tend to reject, especially if we like someone. especially if we want to be a part, someone else to be a part of our lives. The Holy Spirit will give, show us warnings and signs, because I know it happens to me, that he'll show us little things that to point out that that's not the person for to be in your life, or this person is this way. So you will be warned about that person so that you won't get hurt. But sometimes we become bullheaded and stubborn. So you know what? And I know you all heard me say this before. If you want your own way, you got to pay. And sometimes we pay dearly. As I said, sometimes we ended up with our mouth hanged down. Like, did that just really happen? Did she really say that? Did she really walk out on me? Did he really cuss me out? And are you serious?
Yeah.
That's how they leave us, because we refuse.
And Lovie, I know. I can see you, Lovie, because I know you. Are you serious?
I'm not saying that, kid.
Lovie, you do, Lovie. You say, are you serious? And I just see your face. Whenever you say that, I can just see your face, and I'm like, okay, Jesus. Okay, Jesus. You know, yeah.
I know. My face be like, and my mouth open, I'm like, are you serious? That's right.
Yeah.
Because people do things that say they're saved, and you can't believe I cannot believe the words coming out your mouth. This person told me that I need to hang myself upside down. All kinds of stuff. I get some things told to me, and you'd be like, I cannot believe the words coming out that person's mouth.
Yeah. Wow.
What the hell? And these people they're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we just
and you know,
careful.
And we really have to be careful. We really do, Lovie. I'm telling you, you are absolutely right. We really do. And we need to, you know, not just start praying. We should have been already praying. You know, everybody panicking, all this stuff that's happening. Oh, we need to pray. We should have been praying. We said that last year on our show. You know, people saying, oh, we got to start praying. What do you mean you got to start praying? I thought you was already praying. Really? So, you know, and you hear that from us, the saints, a lot. You know, we say we really have to pray. Yes. We really have to pray, but the Bible says to pray without ceasing, so we should already be praying. Already praying,
yes.
Not just start praying when something happens. We have to pray continuously, as the Bible says, pray without ceasing. We pray according to the Spirit. Let the Spirit of God just lead us. And God, you know, because that's his word, and he's already given us the commandment to pray. It's not like he's going to say, okay, don't pray today. That's not God. That contradicts who he is.
Amen.
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 Well,
I'm done too. I'm done. I just want us to say that we got to be really aware of our surroundings. Just to reiterate that we got to be know that there's going to be Judases around us, but know your Judases and know that he or she is there to push you into a new level. But know that they are Judas, and don't feed them the consecrated thing.
Amen.
Don't give them the consecrated things. Don't share things with them that you ought not to share. And if God wants the Judas to remain in your life to help you to be pushed into a new level, then permit it. But don't allow them to get too close where they hurt you too much.
Amen.
Jesus knew
Amen.
His Judas. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you guys for sharing. Anybody wants to click on? I see Prophetess Roz. I don't know if you want to say anything. If not, anybody want to say anything, we can move forward. We can have either Lovely. You can pray us out. Or if anybody needs prayer, you can always inbox us and let us know where you stand. All right. Pray us out, love.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for a time of fellowshipping. Father God, we thank you your word going forth. Father God, we just bless your name and honor you, and we praise you today, God. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to just give us even a deeper spirit of discernment, Father God. I pray that those who seek that, Father God, would just ask you, Father God, and as you give us a deeper spirit of discernment, Father God, that we be not be afraid to walk in and not be afraid to speak when you said speak, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for everyone on the line tonight, God. I pray that they were blessed, Father God. I pray that you cover them in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up Levy to your apostle right now, and I pray, Father God, that whatever she put her hands to, that it is prosperous in the name of Jesus, Father God. Cover her on her job. Cover her ministry right now, Father, that you have allowing her to oversee, Father. Nothing missing, nothing broken. All things are complete. We bless your name, God. We honor you, and we praise you. We give you glory, Holy Spirit. We thank you for watching over the airways, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We love you guys. Hallelujah.
Love you.
We love you guys. See?
Love you. Love you. Love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.